your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, continuing on with wrapping up the missive that Nikki Haley sent me about the problems that America is definitely going to be facing here in the relatively near future. We talked about Biden's failures on the world stage. Definitely, we talked about government overreach, and we talked about the insane mandates that have been put into place in our country. We also are going to talk about that with our guest in the next two segments. He agrees 100% with what Jimmy said. Now, let's talk a little bit about what's going on on the southern border. I have a major problem with that. The reason I have a major problem with it is because it's very, very obvious why the Democrats are instigating and supporting the kind of policy where we basically have totally open borders. They're doing it so they can get more voters. It could backfire on them. Jimmy, do you think it'll backfire on them?
So based on polling, most Americans support voter ID, like nearly 80%.
Right.
And most Americans support citizen-only voting, again, in the high 70s to 80%. And I think the whole border situation was one of the key elements that Donald Trump was elected on in 2016. The Democrats attacked him and made false accusations about children in cages that were actually cages that the Obama administration had. They made all types of accusations as Trump used that to win and gain one of the key elements that he used to win the White House in 2016. So in 2020, you get this kind of, questionable election and the outcome, but
right.
People still have not changed their frustration with the border. And we know that the Democrats look at the California model with the massive influx of immigrants, illegal and legal immigrants, and that they can influence and control those voters. What I think is going to happen is the rest of the country is so fed up and so tired of what's happening, of course, with the violence, with the with just the influx, the cost of, these immigrants and the lack of confidence in the Biden administration. I think you may be right. I think we may see some pushback and maybe significant pushback in 2022. But more importantly, in the 2024 presidential election, if Donald Trump comes back and says, look, I'm going to complete my wall and we're going to do it in the first year, that'll be very powerful and very hard for the Biden regime, whoever follows up. Unlikely that it's Joe Biden, but it'll be unlikely for anyone to back off on. In fact, the Biden regime right now is having to reinstate some of the policies that they overturned, like Remain in Mexico, the deportations. They're having to overturn some of the go back to the Trump level policies that they overturned early on because of the failure and the frustration in many of these communities, in Democratic communities that are just fed up with it. And I think it was a bridge too far. They pushed too far into the enemy territory there, and I think they are going to suffer for it.
Well, I have to tell you, there is an awful lot of pride in America. There's no question about that. There's an awful lot of stupidity on the part of the progressives. I have no doubt whatsoever about that. But I think that stupidity is going to be totally overshadowed by the pride that we have in America. America is a great country. There's no question about that. And the millions and millions and millions of people who voted for Trump in the last election are not going to let this thing go by. I'm not suggesting anything at all like that could be turned into a violent event. I'm just saying I think that the conservatives, of which you are a very, very critical part, I do want to mention one thing here that is not really talking about the border, but Jim was honored by the Republican Party in Whatcom County as being defined as the most important Republican in Whatcom County during the last election, and I want to give him a little credit for that because I think he was. Jim and his wife, Laura, worked very, very hard to further the cause of the Republican Party in an area that is almost exclusively idiotic progressive, no question about that. Jimmy, do you think that the pride in America is going to take over in the next election? It certainly did in Seattle. It certainly did. Sorry to interrupt you, Jim, but it certainly did in the Seattle area in the last election.
So I think the fear of what's happening and the disillusion of the fundamental institutions in the United States are what people are saying. What is going on? You know, do I really want to teach my children in kindergarten about transgender rights? Do I really want to allow anyone to vote in America? Do I really want no voter ID? Do I want a social system that is so overwhelming and so burdensome that it destroys our basic fundamental rights and freedoms? Do I want a federal government that controls every action that I have in my hometown? I think that's what's going to stir people back into action to say, you know what? Push too far. I will make one comment on what you said earlier, that progressives are not very bright. There's a handful of them that are incredibly bright, and they are manipulating and attempting to control the outcomes across the nation. Mm-hmm. They're using very sophisticated technology. Right. They're using a lot of money, a lot of influence to shape outcomes in elections, like Mark Zuckerberg, we've talked about in the weekly show. There's a lot of things out there that are happening with a very small group of people, very powerful, influential group of people that think they control all of this in order to shape an outcome to their political and financial best interest. And what I'm seeing is that is failing because there's too much chaos out there. And that's where I think they're going to fail. I think the border issues, the federal control, the absolute failure in security, the economic issues, and of course the COVID lockdowns and mandates, these things are all going to come back and they are going to haunt them severely. The Democrats, the progressives, the people that have lost touch with the average American and what they're suffering through right now.
Yeah, it's really interesting what's going on in our country. I simply cannot believe how far our country has fallen in terms of American pride. I just can't believe how far that's fallen. And it's fallen, unfortunately, primarily because of people who are, I know you say there are a lot of very bright progressives out there, and there's no question about that. But I have to tell you, I think for the most part, progressives have lost their pride in America, Jimmy. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, I happen to admire the Mexican people hand over fist. I admire them tremendously. They're very hard workers. They have wonderful, wonderful regulations in line for voting in terms of if you're a Mexican citizen, you have to have ID if you want to vote down there. There's no question about that. They're hard workers. They have a lot of pride in themselves. And I have to tell you, Jim, open borders is really a disservice, in my opinion, not only to Americans, but also to Mexicans. Ladies and gentlemen, time for a real quick commercial break.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.